They're worried about changes to their paying conditions, possible changes. Their protest today was also part of a global campaign of action organised by the International Transport Workers Federation. The federation says similar protests will occur at 14 locations across Africa, Europe and Asia over the next week. It's released a report that accuses ICTSI of poor governance, predatory pricing and severe labour and safety violations. At today's protest was Daniel Matthew from the PNG Maritime and Transport Workers Union, and he says his members don't want to see what's happened elsewhere occur in PNG.
We have huge concerns. Say, for example, in Jakarta, they're not paying overtime wages. They've cut down on double time. There's no double time. The stevedores in Jakarta have to move their children out of schools. They have to move out of homes because there's not enough money being paid from ICTSI. And we're just afraid if they come into Papua New Guinea, they could simply do the same. If they have to come into the country, we want them to talk to the unions. We want them to guarantee to the unions and also to the landowners that they will pay the same awards, same terms and conditions. They will abide by our labour laws of the nation. We don't actually want them to do what they're doing currently overseas.
Daniel Matthew from the PNG Maritime and Transport Workers Union. Liam, is it just the workers who are worried, or are there others that share their concerns about ICTSI?
Bruce, there are others. Landowners, local landowners, both in Port Moresby and Lae, are also worried about ICTSI's possible presence. Currently, landowners in Moresby and Lae are involved in joint ventures with the operators of the wharves, and that sees them share in related businesses like stevedoring. In some cases, those joint ventures have been operating for several decades, and they involve the ownership of considerable amounts of heavy equipment and machinery. And locals also make up many of the workers on those wharves. They're worried that the current arrangements won't continue under ICTSI. And other local businesses that use the wharves are also worried. They're worried about price rises. They're also worried about the viability of other smaller wharves around the country. Currently, Port Moresby and Lae are the only profitable wharves in the country, and they effectively subsidise the operation of other smaller ones. And businesses that use those wharves are worried that they'll be run down if ICTSI has the contract to operate the two biggest ones.
Has there been any response from the government or PNG Ports to this?
Well, in a short word, no. I've called Kumul Consolidated Holdings, which is the entity responsible for the management of all state-owned enterprises. They said to call PNG Ports. I called PNG Ports, and we're still waiting for a response. As you mentioned in your intro, there's been no word from anyone in government following the announcement by ICTSI to the Philippine Stock Exchange. But this issue is not new. Back in 2015, maritime workers got wind the government was thinking of awarding the contracts to ICTSI. The then Public Enterprise Minister, Ben Micah, said no decision had been made. He also said at the time that landowners would continue to be involved in joint ventures with whoever was awarded the contracts. So there are a lot of people here waiting for the government, Kumul Consolidated Holdings or PNG Ports, to come out and say clearly what's happening.